Levine, it is currently 88 in Fairfield. High near 90 today, mostly sunny skies. Scattered showers are possible tonight. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. Clay County Sheriff's Office is investigating an August 10th incident involving an early morning explosion in the town of Edgewood that is believed to be intentional and left one person injured. Sheriff's Office, along with Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the Secretary of State Police Bomb Squad, and the Clay County State's Attorney's Office secured a search warrant on Monday evening. As a result of the investigation, 35-year-old Kevin E. Caldwell of Edgewood was arrested and charged with possession of explosive or incendiary device, unlawful possession of methamphetamine, unlawful possession of firearm ammunition by a felon, and theft. Caldwell's bond was set at $50,000. He's currently being held in the Clay County Jail. The name of the injured person is not being released, but the injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The investigation continues. WFIW News Time is 12:16.
Reset your watch to Island Time and kick back with the exotic taste of pineapple and mandarin orange or ruby red citrus palm breeze sparkling spirits from JJ's Package Store. Unwind with Smirnoff Ice Watermelon Mimosa, Coors Light Citrus Rattler, Samuel Adams Porch Rocker, or Mini Coronas, Miller Lights, or Natty Lights. It's like a tropical escape for your mouth. When you pour a glass of paradise from your festive occasion station, JJ's Package Store, West Delaware in Fairfield.
We have the latest furniture trends in florals, geometrics, Focal, Hyde, and 50 Shades of Gray at Rush Appliance. We have a queen-size black slave bed for only $399, the Duck Dynasty Camouflage Furniture Collection, LG TVs, the new Mini Max travel-friendly Big Green Egg, and more. Big Green Egg pit mitts, barbecue sauce, salt and pepper shakers, and accessories start at just $13. Come see our great selection of football, baseball, basketball, horse, and turquoise retro lamps, too, at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
With the housing market picking up and rates so low, now is a perfect time to purchase the home of your dreams. Hi, this is Sarah Molt, mortgage specialist from People's National Bank. People's National Bank has several different programs to choose from to help you get in the home of your dreams. Stop by and see me or apply online at peoplesnationalbank.com today. People's National Bank, serving Southern Illinois since 1909, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loans subject to credit approval.
Carmi City Police responded to a domestic disturbance call on Thursday night. Police arrested 48-year-old Angela M. Castleberry for domestic disturbance in front of her home on Olive Street. Apparently, Castleberry started a loud argument with her brother, which escalated when she threatened him with a piece of wood. Castleberry's bond was set at $150. The Wayne County Corn and Soybean Yield Tour is set for Monday, August 24th. Greg Barnard, Corn Growers President, notes this will be the 33rd year for the tour. It was first held in 1983 to assess yield during a drought. It has continued since then to help farmers and the business community in adjusting plans based on expected yield. Corn and soybean yields are expected to be good this year, but several acres were lost to floodwaters and replanted to soybeans in late July. As in the past, eight teams will travel different routes, each checking at least 10 soybean and 10 corn fields for yield. The teams will leave from JT's restaurant in Wayne City at 7 a.m. and meet back there at noon to compile the yield estimates. In the history of the local tour, the lowest yields were in 1983, with 17.4 bushels per acre for soybeans and 34 bushels per acre for corn. Wayne County saw a record crop last year with a soybean yield of 51.1 bushels per acre on 145,500 acres, and corn yield was 184.8 bushels per acre on 120,500 acres of corn. Anyone interested in participating in the tour should contact Samantha Hanna at Consolidated Grain and Barge in Wayne City. The number there is 895-2181. The August 24th tour is sponsored by the Wayne County Corn Growers and the University of Illinois Extension. FMB Community Bank will be providing lunch for team members. On Wednesday, the Mount Carmel Police Department responded to the 200 block of West 8th Street in Mount Carmel in reference to a physical altercation. Witnesses advised the responding officer that a Trevor W. Hammond, 19, of Bone Gap, was in a physical altercation with a Rusty A. Lloyd of Mount Carmel. During the mayhem, a female juvenile was struck by Hammond. Hammond was arrested and charged with aggravated battery. The female juvenile was transported to Wabash General Hospital and then later airlifted to Evansville. Hammond is being held in the Wabash County Jail pending the posting of $2,000 cash bond. On Thursday, Mount Carmel police arrested Terry L. Hayden, 59, of Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel police were notified that Hayden was cultivating a cannabis plant in his backyard. When officers arrived at the Landis Street address, the arresting officer reported seeing a cannabis plant growing out of a flower pot. Officers made contact with Hayden, who confirmed the plant was his. Hayden was also in possession of a one-hitter pipe. Hayden was arrested and transported to the Wabash County Jail, where he was released after posting $300 cash bond. WFIW News Time is 12:21.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmi and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
Hey folks, it's summertime and that means you need good tires. That's why I go to Dan's Tire in Carmi. Not only does he have great prices, Dan's will rotate them free for you. Don't forget that Dan's will service your tire in the field or on the road. Dan is always ready to answer the phone and has someone standing by to take care of you. That's Dan's Tire, East Main, Carmi. 382-8944. For 24-hour service, call 382-8848.
Jefferson County District 80 school leaders have begun looking at a 1% sales tax increase, similar to the one that failed in Wayne County last year. District 80 Superintendent Alita Lawrence said the tax would only go toward things like repairs or to pay off bonds. Officials say 62% of the sales tax in Jefferson County comes from people just driving through, so citizens would get some help with the tax burden. Lawrence said state budget problems have them looking at many revenue options. We can't always depend on state aid to come in at 100%. We also can't always depend on state aid to come in a timely manner. Sometimes we have to look for other revenue sources, said Lawrence. She said they will look more in depth at the implications of the tax and the amount of money that could be raised by implementing it. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Kelly Hodge announced the 2015 District 19 Trooper of the Year Award winner is Adam Zimmerman. Trooper Zimmerman recently attended an award ceremony in Springfield honoring the Trooper of the Year recipients. Trooper Zimmerman is currently assigned to patrol duties in District 19, where he also serves as a range officer and first responder instructor. He joined the Illinois State Police in 2007, and following his graduation from the Police Academy, was assigned to District 15, Downers Grove, then transferred to District 19, Carmi, in 2009. Trooper Zimmerman is originally from McLeansboro, where he graduated from the Hamilton County High School in 2002. He then graduated from the Hannibal LaGrange College in 2006 with a Bachelor of Science degree in Administration of Justice. Prior to joining the Illinois State Police, Trooper Zimmerman was employed with the McLeansboro Police Department as a patrol officer. He currently resides in rural Hamilton County with his wife, Julia, and their two children, Reese and Grant. Governor Bruce Rauner signed legislation Friday, passed by the General Assembly, to elevate pumpkin pie to the official state pie of Illinois. Republican State Representative Keith Sommer of Morton sponsored the legislation as a tribute to how much pumpkin is produced in Illinois. About 85% of consumed pumpkin in the U.S. comes from Illinois. Summer said it was important to recognize the good things about Illinois, even as the state deals with a massive budget crisis. Last month, Rauner signed legislation making sweet corn Illinois state vegetable. Nice to know they're getting things done in Springfield. Victims in the plane crash in Pope County late Sunday have been identified. The Pope County Sheriff says the coroner, after some difficulty, finally confirmed Thursday evening the victims were father and son, 59-year-old Tommy Snyder of Ziegler and 36-year-old Dr. Eric Snyder of Carterville. Dr. Snyder played an active role in the community in Carterville. In the meantime, the investigation into what caused the crash continues. Governor Bruce Rauner signed a law barring Illinois lawmakers from receiving a pay raise this year. Rauner signed the measure Thursday after the General Assembly voted to reject the increase that would have paid each member of the House and Senate about $1,400 more per year. The hike was supposed to be automatic because of a court decision and a 2014 law. But Rauner, a Republican, battered the legislature for weeks in midsummer over the 2% cost of living adjustment for lawmakers. He said it would be improper for lawmakers to take a raise when they've not been able to agree with him on a state budget, which was supposed to go into effect on July 1st. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Kelly Hodge in Carmi is reminding motorists that area school is now in session. Motorists need to be watchful for children walking and riding their bikes to school and children darting out from between parked cars. Motorists also need to be on the lookout for slowing and stopped school buses. Motorists are reminded to watch their speed in school zones and limit their distractions. Speed limit in school zones is 20 miles per hour and is in effect from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. when children are present. Motorists should refrain from talking on cell phones in a school zone and are reminded that it's illegal to text while driving. Motorists approaching a stopped school bus with lights activated and sign extended must stop their vehicle before reaching the school bus. Failure to do so can result in a $150 fine and the suspension of your driver's license for 3 months. Also, remember that pedestrians have the right of way in a crosswalk. It's going on right now at the swimming pool here in Fairfield at Leo French Park. It's the Kiwanis Club Back to School Free Swim. Admission is free. There's fun for the whole family. And then tonight, the Volunteers for Progressive Fairfield and the Kiwanis Club will be co-sponsoring movie night, which is also free. There will be refreshments available at tonight's movie. Showing is at 8 o'clock, and tonight's movie is Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day with Steve Carell. Now time to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. The price being paid for local crude oil is $35.50, which is up 25 cents. Turning now to area deaths, 68-year-old McLeansboro resident Gail Braden died Tuesday at McLeansboro Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. She was retired from the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department, where she worked as a dispatcher. Survivors include a son, Daryl Braden, and wife, Shannon of McLeansboro, two granddaughters, Jenna and Ashton Braden, two sisters, Anita Hill and husband Kenny of Decatur, and Pat Fuquay and companion Ron Prince of McLeansboro, a brother, Richard Braden, and wife Linda of McLeansboro, and several nieces and nephews. As per her personal request, Gail chose to be cremated, and a private family burial of ashes will be conducted at a later date. Memorials can be made to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, Shriners Children's Hospital, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, or the Hospice of St. Mary's Good Samaritan, and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. 88-year-old Springerton resident Violet Rose York died Tuesday at Wayfair in Fairfield. She was a member of the Springerton Methodist Church. Survivors are two brothers, Darwin Paul Meter of Utica, Kentucky, Ronald Paul Meter of Eddyville, Kentucky, two sisters, Dorothy Hobson and Augusta June Spears of Fairfield, and a sister-in-law, Jeannie Palmeter of Enfield. She's also survived by several nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and great-great-nieces and nephews. Arrangements for Violet Rose York are pending at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Longtime minister and businessman Reverend Harold R. Merriweather, 75, of Carmi, died last Saturday at Deaconess V&A Plus Hospice Care Center in Evansville. Survivors include his wife, Kay Merriweather, a son, Bruce Merriweather, and daughter and son-in-law, Susan and Gary Keck of Carmi, grandson, Laren Q. Keck of Carmi, a brother and sister-in-law, Jim and Verla Merriweather of Fairfield, two brother-in-laws and a sister-in-law, Charles Frederick and June Downen of Merritt Island, Florida, and Wayne Funkhauser of Fairfield, and many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for the Reverend Harold R. Merriweather have been postponed because of a family illness. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Bank and Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 12:30.
Looking for a new home? The best variety and most competitive prices of any manufactured home dealer in the tri-state is Mount Vernon Dream Homes. Dream Homes displays over 50 new homes and sells everything from starter single wides to high-end modular homes. Right now, save thousands of dollars on 2015 display models. So no matter what you're looking for, you're going to find it at Mount Vernon Dream Homes, just a 557 in Mount Vernon, Illinois, where your dream home becomes a reality. See special pricing and pictures on Facebook.
Have an ugly driveway or walkway? Change those ugly ways with concrete and asphalt from O'Daniel Trucking Company. Concrete driveways can last more than 30 years without much maintenance. And a concrete driveway is also much more appealing when you resell your home. O'Daniel Trucking studies the use, location, time of year, and other factors to create mixes that diminish the effects that lead to cracking. So for quality concrete that best fits your needs, as well as crushed stone, sand, and gravel at a fair price, call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate.
The WFIW Fairfield area weather for today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 88. Scattered showers are possible tonight, a low of 65, and mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 90. Outlook for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Monday, a high of 88 and low of 70. Chance for rain on Tuesday, a high of 88 and low of 70, and then scattered showers are possible on Wednesday. Wednesday, we'll have a high of 85 and low of 65. Yesterday in Fairfield, our high temperature was 88, the overnight low 64. It is currently 88 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine, WFIW News, copyright 2015.